Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Chukas, we hear about the Tahara process of the Para Aduma. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, devotes an entire perek, Hilchos Para Aduma perek Beis, to the following topic: making sure that the Kohen involved with the Para Aduma and making sure that the water used in the Para Aduma process do not become Tameh. If they did, it would be disastrous. That would mean that the entire Para Aduma process would be invalid and no one and no thing could become tahor. In fact, this issue is so critical that the Rambam says that extra stringencies were employed with regard to ensuring the tahara process in preparation of the Para Aduma, and great extremes were taken to make sure that the Para Aduma waters did not become tameh, the Kohanim involved did not become tameh. For example, the Kohen who was going to burn the Para Aduma was separated from his wife for 7 days before the Para Aduma was shechted. He was isolated in a room on Har HaBayis so that he would not be in contact accidentally with his wife or anyone else who might become tameh. And all of the cups and all the plates and all the utensils in that room were made of stone, because stone cannot become tameh. And for those 7 days, the Kohen would have Para Aduma water sprinkled on him each day, just in case he accidentally became tameh. And what about the person who sprinkled water on that Kohen? Maybe he was tameh? No, the Rambam says that that person had to be someone who never was tameh themselves, had never in their life come in contact with a dead body. And the Rambam says this was just an extra precaution, again, just in case they had been tameh and didn't become tahor properly. But how could they possibly find a person who had never become tameh? They could be careful their whole life, but what if they accidentally bumped into someone who was tameh? That certainly could happen. Or what if they accidentally or unknowingly walked over an unmarked grave and became tameh that way? That could certainly happen easily. So how could they possibly find someone who was never tameh mace? Never in their whole life were they tameh mace. So the halacha is, and this is found, for example, in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, the halacha is that if a person were to walk over a grave, they become tameh. However, if there is a space of a tefach, about 3 inches, 3.5 inches, if there was a space of a tefach around the corpse, then the tuma stops there, and a person walking over that kind of grave would not become tameh. So using this halachic concept, the Rambam says, quoting Mishnayos in the third parak of Maseches Parah, that there were actually small communities, small neighborhoods built on stone, and the stone was built on top of archways that had at least a tefach of airspace around them. That way, if there were any corpses under these neighborhoods, the tumah would not spread past that tefach, and it would not spread to the people in those neighborhoods. And the Rambam said that women who were about to give birth would move to these neighborhoods and give birth and raise their children there. It was a great kavod, because those children would never become tameh. And when they got older, they would be the ones to sprinkle Para Aduma water on the Kohen. And not only that, but those children would be the ones who would collect the water from the spring, the Gihon spring, it's also called the Shiloach spring, just to the south of Har HaBayis. But wait a minute, how could they get water from the spring, and how could they get to the spring? So they would use only stone cups, because again, stone is not mekabel tumah. But what if they accidentally walked over a grave? The Rambam says that they would ride to the spring on the backs of oxen. Oxen are very wide animals. And on the backs of the oxen would be large planks, like doors. And these tahor children would ride on top of these planks, because now, everywhere they went, there again was at least a tefach between them and the ground. A tefach between them and any grave that they might accidentally walk over. So they remained tahor the whole time. And when they got back to Har HaBayis with the Para Aduma water, they could walk around Har HaBayis because they themselves were tahorim, and because all of Har HaBayis was built on top of these kinds of arches as well, with a space of at least a tefach in those arches. And again, anything under Har HaBayis could not make Har HaBayis tameh. As a matter of fact, the walk from Har HaBayis all the way to Har HaZeisim, where the Parah Aduma was shechted, they also had arches, as did the platform where the Parah Aduma was shechted and burned. All of these places were built on platforms with at least a tefach of space underneath it, so it could never become tamei. And all this, all of these intricate details and all of these painstaking construction and engineering feats, they were all extra measures because of the importance of the purity of the Parah Aduma. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Parah Aduma Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet that in all of history there were only 9 Parah Adumas. And the 10th, says the Rambam, will be brought by Mashiach himself. God willing, we will see that Parah Aduma and the Mashiach very soon. Have an amazing day, everyone.